Hello everybody. This week's Hope for the Heart has a story of loss in it, but running through all is the eternal thread of hope. You know, God wants us to live life to the full. He wants us to grasp what he has for us. Now, I'm sure that many of us have experienced deep sadness through this strange time of the pandemic, some struggling with isolation, many grieving over the loss of loved ones, or having serious financial difficulties. We've probably all known someone who's been affected in some way. But God is a God of hope, coming to give strength and courage in our greatest times of need. So I want to share the story of a dear friend. My friend's wife was in a nursing home due to the fact that she had cancer and he could no longer care for her on his own. As there was a spare place, he was allowed to go there too, to help with her care. But she caught the coronavirus, so when she needed him most, he had to self-isolate, and then he got it too and became seriously ill and was admitted into hospital. Would he ever see her again? It was touch and go whether he would survive, but he pulled through and went to convalesce at home. But his heart was with his beloved wife. She was growing weaker. She actually got over the virus. But one day, the care staff at the home called him, saying she was disturbed and kept asking to come home. He spoke to her on the phone, which seemed to calm her, but it underlined his deep sense of helplessness, not being able to be there for her or do anything. He so needed to hear the Lord. He needed God's peace very badly. As he prayed, that inner voice of love he knew so well came through to him. A simple but profound word, "She is mine." As he kept praying and listening, reassurance kept coming. "She was mine long before she was yours, and I will not abandon her now." He continues to tell the story himself. "I saw that God had been at work in her life long before I came on the scene. I realized God, her father, cared for her more deeply than ever I could. She is not alone because I'm not there, but he is, and will be every moment of every day and every second of every night. She is held in his love, safe in his grip." Amazingly, he was able to be with her in those final hours of her life. He prayed with her, reminding her she'd soon be in heaven and the angels would escort her, and that Jesus would be waiting to greet her. Throughout the prayer, she said Amen, then suddenly prayed herself. These were the very last words she ever spoke. "Thank you, Jesus. You have led me all the way." God's words to my friend, "She is mine," changed his perspective. He made that decision to tune in to God and hear what he had to say. It's hard to place someone we love into God's hands and really trust him with them, and that our hearts can rest at peace. When people are in trouble, we feel so much we want to be there for them. But sometimes we can't be. There are times when circumstances makes it impossible, but God is keeping watch all the time. We are told he never slumbers or sleeps. He feels our weaknesses and infirmities. And Isaiah says that he is distressed with our distresses. He will not let us down. And as we lay things at his feet, he will act and he will do the right thing for those we love and for us. Thank you, Lord, that you see and know everything. And as we pray, it's like a special connection is made between you and the person we love or that situation that needs your intervention. Help us to realise that you care far more than we do, and that you will hear and respond to our heart's cry and to theirs. You are faithful, full of loving kindness. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Take my hand, don't be afraid.